Ему слава, он живой.
Give him glory, he's alive, amen.
Он живой, он
he's
живой.
Alive.
Хорошо.
Okay.
Итак, дорогие, как
so,
мы?
Beloved, how are we feeling this morning?
Хорошо.
Good.
Все бодренькие.
Everybody's fresh.
Нет.
Did you have breakfast?
Молодцы.
Good.
Хорошо.
Okay.
Итак, дорогие, мы пойдем
so,
с вами в слово.
Beloved, we will go into the word.
И сегодня
and today,
я просто хочу с вами поговорить, просто
I simply
подумать,
want to talk
помыслить
to you, just
вместе.
To think together.
И тема называется
Message
дизайн и
is called
дизайнер.
Design and designer.
Сегодня будет очень интересное, как бы,
will
я так скажу, на мой
very
взгляд,
interesting
слово,
потому что word, because we will
еще в одной
move
теме, я
a little
так
bit further
скажу,
in one message,
она,
I'll say
больше, наверное, принадлежит
this message
той части,
is more towards that part that we've talked
about
deliverance, about being disconnected from the demonic realm. It'll be in the same flow. Today it'll be more about like a thought. You know, a person, he's a human being, is that individual that has to think. If you don't think, and then the devil has an opportunity to lie to you. If you have no time to just sit down and just talk to him and think things through, beloved, if at least every one of you, just a couple of hours a day, just concentrate and just coming down, just relaxing, sit on the side and just think things through, you'll make less mistakes. Beloved, you can't even imagine. Sometimes it's not even a revelation from the Lord. Sometimes it's just your sane mind that will tell you not to do that. Don't make this deal. Don't buy this. Don't go into that debt. Common sense. Couple of things. So, beloved, I'll say it like this. Design and designer. You know, if there is a designer, there must be a design. If there is a design, then there also must be a designer. You know what? All of us, we have to come in agreement to this thing. If, for instance, if a human being created a watch, when he's created a watch, that means there's a design. That means there's a designer, there's a design. And this thing has to function, it has to have a purpose, and we have to understand a watch. But you know what the interesting thing is? But the Lord gives us, unlike the watch, the Lord gives us a mind, we have a choice, we have free will. He loves us so much that He lets you and me to just renounce Him. Listen, stop. Are you thinking or are you just flowing right now? He loves you so much that He gave you an opportunity to turn your back on Him. Because a true love gives you options. It gives you options. What does it mean? That means my wife is not under a gun and she loves me. And I say, tell me you love me till the end of my life. Yes, yes. Of course, if you don't, your life will end. No, it's not like that. Love gives you options. That means that you can leave. Amen? You can leave. But the most unique thing is that when you choose the designer and his design, it tells him that you truly love him and you will always be with him till the end. That's a different side of the medal. So, beloved, design and designer. We're all created by God to be creators. Part of being a creator, to create, where everything creation starts with, is your imagination and inside of you. If you're just doing things just to do things, you are wasting your abilities. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. A part of being a designer, you know that He has created you to be a designer as well. Right now we'll touch down, message is going to be in two parts. We'll talk about us as designers and what we have to do, and at the end we'll talk about a true, real designer and his designer, his design in us. So, beloved, do you know that you're a designer as well? You're created by his image and likeness. Do you know that your design, for him, he has a global design. He creates planets. You have a smaller design than the big designer. But the process, listen, it's the same. When God said, we'll create a man, he didn't create, but it means he already thought it through. He was thinking, and he was saying in our image, when he was saying it, there was no man. Design was being born on the inside of the designer. So your abilities, right now I'm laying a foundation, because you need this in the following half an hour. Listen, So design of whatever it is, everybody has this ability. It doesn't matter if you're saved or not. Do you hear me? You know that animals don't have that ability. They all live, I'll say it like this, they live by instinct of survival, of just preserving themselves. It's just instinct of survival. We are not like that. We're not created this way. We are created to think, to move, to create, to make mistakes, to make things better, to fix. Understand, we have been created to be designers. You know what? No matter how Darwin wanted it to be, we are not from monkeys. We don't even look like monkeys. Even if monkeys, DNA is somewhat similar to human being, but there's only one function that is not the same. It is an ability to be a designer and to create. So, beloved, but the secret is in who is the designer of your project. That which you're doing, yes, you are the designer. But I ask you a question. Do you want to create what you want to create, or the ruler of this world wants to create, or you want to see how the designer has created everything? I said, Lord, I'm putting my design away and I'm accepting your design for my life. Because I look at my body, I look at you, I look at everything, how he's created it all. It is not possible to make it better. Tell me, how can you perfect the human being? What are you going to do? Add a third arm? It's going to be absurd. No matter what movies Hollywood makes, or monsters and things that they do in those movies, we always come back to who you are, into the beauty and grace. Yes, you're supposed to have two eyes, not three like they do in movies. That's stupid. You only need two. Yes, you need one nose. You don't need another one in the back. Hello. So, that is how we know that he is the designer, that he has everything in such beauty. And I am an earthly designer. I give him my design, and I want to do what he wants to do for me. And our goal in our lives is not to do what we want, but to come in agreement with the true designer, with the supernatural designer. And just like you and me, we one time in life we will have to look at our clay creation and say, Lord, how about I'll spend my whole life in fulfilling your design. Oh, beloved, after you are concentrated upon a certain picture, image, you start to create. Have you noticed that we're so unique, such unique creation, that by being in the surroundings that is wrong, you pick up their thoughts, their phrases, and even speak their thoughts. You know why we can discern from what denomination a person came from? Guess why? That way of thinking has been imparted into him. And you can separate Catholics from Orthodox and Baptists from Pentecostal and charismatic people. You can separate them from everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Beloved, that's not what it is all about. But do we have to be like that, equal to that human design? How about, from the very beginning, how about I drop the bomb? From the very beginning, our designer created us to be the children of God. That's our design. You're not charismatic. You are a son and a daughter of God. Oh, beloved, we will go somewhere today. Listen. After you've been concentrating on a certain picture for a while, you start to create or to produce something. And without this picture in your consciousness, it's not impossible to create. You have to invest thoughts into it. No. It's going to be just like who knows what. It's like children. No. We grow up, we think. Notice one thing. If people of this world have created and imagined huge things, just look around what they've created. They fly into cosmos. Maybe about 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was alive and on this earth, and disciples, if disciples would see this, what this is, or what this iPad is, they would say, They have this thing that all the books of this world are located in. You know, I have masses of Bibles in here, books, hundreds of books in here. Means this small thing, tons of libraries have been downloaded into it, dictionaries and everything else like that. If they would only look at this small thing that nobody even pays attention anymore, they'd say, these people are from space. And if they'd look at your iPhone, and they'd say, what is this? Who are you talking to? Look, he is a shaman. No, you're laughing, but it's reality. What am I saying? I'm saying that people of the world have gotten to this. Beloved, you can't even imagine what the church has been born to do. Oh, God. Clear out our mind. Beloved, oh, we'll go somewhere today. Okay, look. Imagine, what can the Church of Christ only imagine? Can you just imagine? You know, what's unique is that disciples, when they saw something that Jesus would create, have you noticed this one moment? They saw the designer, that he's that one that's doing something. And you know what? They copied him and do that. They said, Jesus said, guys, relax, you will do more than this. You can't even imagine. I will send the Holy Spirit, the one that will bring the design from heaven. I'm here for a short time, 3.5 years, and I'm leaving. And you're only seeing a part, but when the designer, he, the Holy Spirit, will come, and he says, and he will glorify me. He will teach you. Holy Spirit, teach me, please. Show me these supernatural pictures, images. Show me these things. You're amazed by your phone and other things that you have might have in your car. Lord, you can't even imagine what the church is meant to do on this earth. The church has been born to bring the design of heaven. Let your kingdom come. Oh, you know this. Did you forget that prayer, the Lord's Prayer? Everything is in there. It's all in there. Such things are in there. And don't think with your religious mind saying, oh, just, oh, our Father who art in heaven before bed. No, we're not talking about that. Religion has just made it ugly, this prayer. And we look at it and we say, what is this? It's just something useless, you know, in religious people's lives. If you don't finish a service with the Lord's Prayer, you're not a believer. No, it's not like that. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Just think about this. The first point. Lord, you have to understand, the Lord said, the disciples asked, teach us how to pray. He said, guys, first thing that you have to start and what you finish with, forget about everything else. Pray like this. Our Father, let your Father who's in heaven, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. This is how you shall pray, like this. Let your design come, Lord. The devil was successful in stealing the imagination from the church and investing his design and the design of religion into it. So, how did the religion castrate the church? Figure of speech. So, everything has been made. Everything has been thought through. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to go anywhere. Everything has been finished 2,000 years ago. What demons? What visions? What trances? We don't understand that. We don't need to go anywhere. You understand? Religion, the spirit, this demonic spirit, it just castrated the church and took away that thing that church has to bring onto this earth. And it's surrounded by fleshy things, physical fleshy things. Beloved, we have to walk in the light. Read your Bible. Beloved, what was happening in the Old Testament? Oh, Lord, you know, fiery chariots, they disappear. Just read. Beloved, God is supernatural. Let's understand that. We are upon this level. We will not be on this level in a year, church. And in another year, we're not going to be on that level. We are supposed to create and design more. The whole goal of me and you is to bring His design. Bring His design. Inside, you know, when religion says, don't do it. And when they told me all of this, but you know, Jesus came to me and He poured out into me His design. He showed me things inside of me. Everything was screaming, no, no. I came into one church, but inside the design of God was screaming, no. He wants to create something through me. He wants to do something through you. Oh, Jesus. Design of heaven. You know? How are all these imaginations and dreams that we see inside of us every day, every night, design of yourself is imprinted onto my DNA when I was born from above. They do not let me rest. In other words, the Lord has programmed, God has programmed your very own blueprint on the inside of you. You hear me? Listen to me very carefully. I'll say this. Do you know that after being born from above, your very own blueprint of your spiritual DNA comes through the Spirit of God? It has been, it's reborn inside of you, and you see it. You know how it's I'll tell you what is. Tell me what dream you see constantly repeating in the last 5 years, and I'll tell you what the Lord has in store for you. And I'm not talking about bad dreams. I'm talking about good dreams, where you wake up in the glory, and then you're still in the glory. Why? Because during that time, when you are disconnected, your physical body is asleep, the Lord takes your spirit and shows you His design. And when you come back, there's even a bigger imprint inside of you, and you don't understand. You say, Lord, what is this? Let the designer print His design on the inside of you. That's why you need to disconnect from all the other designers. You know what I'm talking about. Because everybody has a design for you, how you should be, and also a design how you should not be. And the way that you are now, you shouldn't be this way. And everything that you're doing right now, shaking and doing this during worship, that's wrong. You look bad. I look bad for who? For people like you? Beloved, let's just come in agreement with the design of heaven. Disciples didn't even see those things that we shall see. Let's just accept Jesus, and we will walk in a bigger glory than the first church. Otherwise, we will not fulfill the Great Commission. We don't understand who we are. We are born to go higher. That means every year we will push, push, and push. I love English language. It's when they say to press in. We will press in. We will push forward, go forward, press in forward. Just shut your ears, shut your eyes, shut your mind from all the other things that do not let you go into the supernatural. Oh, how angels and the Lord, they wait for these people. The spirit realm is concentrated. Who will go? Who will walk on water? Who will be sent? I'm not talking about just running on water. Understand me spiritually. Who will start? Who will break through this material of reality and just step above this physical laws? You cannot be transported humanly. You cannot just come apart in onto molecular structures or somehow and then just appear again somewhere else. It doesn't happen. But we understand all these physical things, but the Lord, with Lord, all things are possible. It's all possible with God. Oh, Jesus. Let's read Jeremiah a little bit. Jeremiah chapter 1, 4. I love the way that Jeremiah was a teenager, and I love the way God was speaking to him when he was a teenager and God has called him. And he was making excuses, I'm so young. And you remember all of that. You read the Bible. Probably most of you. If you don't read the Bible, we have a dose of Bible on big screens every Sunday. It's for you, so you can read. So, Jeremiah 1:4. What, did I get to someone? Guys, show me the Bible. Oh, look how big it is, and you don't even need glasses. Look. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew what? Before? What was before? There was no even sperm there. There was no mommy or daddy. They didn't even meet yet. Or somewhere on the bus stop or on a bench in the park somewhere. You know, that the designer, he has planned it all out. It's all ready. You think, oh, it would have been better if I was born from that person because he looks a little bit better. Mom, why'd you marry this guy? That one looks better. And we try to mold our daddy and mommies. And how would I look if these two people made it? You know, you look the way you're supposed to look from the very beginning. The designer already has, yes, that bald spot and this proper nose that will keep you from wrong things. You know what? You want to fix it. But the Lord keeps it this way. Why? Because your nose protects you. Praise the Lord for your crooked nose. It is your protection. Some say, Lord, why is it not leaving? You need it this way. It's all good. Hallelujah. Look. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. What do you knew? I wasn't even there. Spirit. Eternal Spirit, do you know that you have no beginning or end? Stop. Your body, yes, it has a beginning and an end. Don't be confused. But when the Lord breathed in part of His Spirit, you, yes, yeah, you begin somewhere. You say, I was born. Listen, the Lord says, you don't understand. You don't know when you're born. You were born when I planned the whole of humanity. It's not that the Lord was sitting there, let's plan Sergey, Natalia, and then we'll have Dmitry and Tanya, and then somebody else, and then we'll have Andre. And the Lord is planning. No. Everything is just like that, super fast. It's planned out. We've got it. Seconds. God does not evolve. Hello? We grow and achieve things. We achieve those certain things. And in this flesh, with our soul, together with spirit, and we have to let that, what he knew, and what he knew is your spirit. Why does he know you? He know, because you were in him. Everything is from him, and from him, and goes back into him. And did you read that scripture? Everything is in all. I'm in the Father, and Father is in me. How's that? Like that. We're going to swim in the Daddy. It's like Nicodemus. How's that to be born from, again, should I climb back in the womb? What is that? It doesn't work. And Nicodemus totally did not get it. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrated you. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah says, then said I, oh, it would have been better if you wouldn't have spoken, Jeremiah. Oh, Lord God. Behold, I cannot speak. You're not getting it. You're not getting the design of the designer. You look at your physical abilities, and God says, I come in agreement with my design. You can do all things. Just see it. Learn to discern it. You don't get it. I've already, Jeremiah, you're already a prophet when you were not even here. You are already in my design. Everything that you and me need is not to resist it, just to come in agreement with the design of the designer. Lord, what do you want? You want to explode everything? Who is that going to be? Me? Okay, I take it. How's that going to look? I really don't care. I don't think that far. If I was a businessman, I would think. Because next, you know, deal has to do with money. But a spiritual moment, it means just faith. This is why I love to do what I do. Because my stocks never go down. Look, and Jeremiah was resisting. I cannot speak. They had one of those before, remember? He had Abraham, Aaron, Aaron, Moses. He had his brother Aaron that was helping him. And you know what, all the anointed people, you see, always have this excuse that they cannot speak. Can you speak? Can you speak? That means, you know, it's just a joke, it's a joke.
Okay.
Seven. But the Lord said to me, say not, I am only a youth, for you shall go to all whom I shall send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. How wonderful is it when the designer places his design inside of you and say, Lord, put your words inside of my mouth, into my mind, move through me. Look, see, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdom, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow. Wow, look at that anointing. How about something softer, Lord, huh? Why? Jeremiah has to be so angry. Destroy things, root out, pull out. Before you can build, you have to destroy, right? Amen? Right now we're pulling out. I've placed you this day, pointed you to the oversight of nations, to the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow. Is that from the devil? No, the designer said that, to destroy. And then to build and to plant. Amen? Come in agreement with the designer. You think you're going to be building? And Lord, the second part, the first part is kind of not Christian-like. Destroying, pulling out, what? Just come in agreement with the designer. Come in agreement with his design. Amen. Look. You see this design in your dreams, in your imagination, in your dreams. Some of you sit here. Your wife and your husband does not know you till the end. Why? Because I know what is it. What is it to see the design on the inside? See many years to carry it out, this design of the designer birds inside of you, in the spirit, every time when I come and meet a person that moves in the same anointing as I am, everything burns inside of me. For some reason, these anointed men just attract me, the ones that feed my spirit and the design of my designer. Somehow, by accident, quote-unquote, I get books like that, and I start talking about these things at home groups. Somehow, life brings me with these people that have the same dream. Have you ever thought or asked yourself this question? This is a design. Come in agreement with it. Put everything away. The Lord will speak and speak. You know how many people left with big design, and then they never brought it into action. You have been given an opportunity to bring His will into action. And you don't even know that this design is given by God inside of you. So you, together with His help, you will create you. Do you know that you were born, you're an empty substance, and the substance has to be filled with something. It has to be filled with the dream design from God. People are born, it's the same thing as hard drives, CDs, floppies, call it whatever. Not formatted yet. Somebody who's over 60, he's thinking, what? What did he just say? And you know what? In 30 years, somebody's going to see this message and they're going to laugh. Look, he's speaking hard drive. Ha-ha. Time is moving, amen? You know, God gives birth to you. We're just talking today. We're thinking. We're laughing, just enjoying a wonderful Sunday. Look, we understand that a person has been born, it's an empty substance, and now the substance has to be filled with something. Something has to happen through the substance upon this earth or that continent and that territory where God has placed you. Something has to happen. Look, What's unique is the closer I am to Him, and the cleaner and cleaner and clearer, more clearer I see this project that the Lord has imprinted in my spirit. The closer that I am to Him, every time I enter into this clean glory and praise and the anointing into the fire, when the Lord just fills me with His glory, this design becomes so clear. When you come closer to Him and say, Lord, what is this picture inside of me? Just come in agreement with Him. And when you will begin, listen, what's going to happen? You will start feeding yourself, seeing this design. See what the Lord sees. Hear that substance that will start to create it. You will be amazed at what people will call supernatural. You will call your everyday, daily life, because you are fed by that. Feed yourself by those things that the Lord shows you. He's not showing it to you just to simply let you smell something. No. He gives you like this small clue, small crumb. He just places these little crumbs, and you just follow them on this trail and get to that thing where He's leading you. You have to go and follow more and more. Why God cannot give everything right away? Because it will explode you. You will not handle it. You will not be able to handle it. And we know those that could not handle it. Look. Remember this rich young man? Rich young man? He was not just there in the Bible by accident. It's an example. It's an example how you should not do things. You know that no matter what this young man did, he didn't have one thing on the inside of him. He was not satisfied all the way. You know why he came to Jesus? Because I'm sure he saw that this is not what he was doing. It doesn't matter if he was rich or a businessman. It's not the same thing. It's not speaking to him. And he came to the designer, and he asked him, what should I do to be saved? And Jesus says, yeah, I've done all of this. But on the inside, everything was screaming out. Something was lacking. And he said, what should I do? What is it that I lack? And the Lord gave him a key. He says, you know what the key was for this young man? Just to be next to Jesus. He has such hunger that Jesus told him, go sell everything. He looks to him in the eyes. Remember, it says that Jesus looked at him and He loved him. Remember? He looks at him. In other words, He liked him. He saw his spirit and He gave him a key. Oh yeah, God gives you keys, each and every one of you. The Lord will give you a key in your time. You continue searching, or you just moved everything away, and you're just busy. Beloved, you'll have money, but you will not be satisfied. You might have friends, but you will never, on the inside, be happy, truly happy. Every day you'll fall asleep and say, Lord, and you're afraid not to wake up, but when you're happy with what you do, say, Lord, it doesn't matter. You can take me today. What have you accepted? His design or yours? Never forget that the Holy Spirit, He's the one that leads you. Just treasure the communion of the Holy Spirit. Just whatever it takes. Because as soon as the contact breaks, contact with the designer, his design breaks as well. No one is speaking. No one is teaching you. Why? Because you went against the Holy Spirit or against the glory. Go back, ask for forgiveness, let Him come back into your life and start speaking to what the Lord wants to do. Look. As Peter saw Jesus walking on water, can you imagine what a man is able to do? A man is that machine that can copy what he saw a designer do. Listen, Peter just didn't simply walk on the water and start drowning later. No, it didn't work out for Peter. A little bit. A couple of steps. Stop. He saw the designer, and he saw the design. And then he tells him, if this is you, Jesus, command me. In other words, tell me that this is your will. Without you, I'm not going to walk. This is when a lot of people walk, and they call it, and they go down. Because you have to know, is it the will of God? No, you might say, I'm going to go walk on water. No, because the Lord didn't tell you. You'll only go on water when you will clearly receive a message from the Lord. And He says, If this is you, command me to walk on water. He tells him, go. Let's read that. Matthew 14:25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. It's kind of written, it's okay. He's just walking on water like it's all normal. You know, it's all normal. It's not written, wow. And so he's walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, it is a ghost. Of course, it's a ghost. It's unclean spirit. And they screamed out with fright. But instantly he spoke to them, saying, take courage, I am. Stop being afraid. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water. And he came toward Jesus. Let's just stop there. He saw. Everything that you need is to see the designer. You know, when you will walk and all of this, in all of this glory, when you will move your eyes away from people, because all of your friends are sitting and just they just peed themselves in that boat. They just wet themselves from fright. Apostles are sitting, they wet themselves from fear. Who do you want to listen to, Christian? You want to listen to those disciples that wet themselves, or you want to look at the design and the designer? This is where the difference is. You have no friends. I only have those friends that walk on water. There might not be a lot of them, but they're awesome. Hello. Because I want to see in their life how the designer works. I don't want to be like them. I have my own thing. You have your own thing. I look at them because I see how they look at Christ, at the designer. You can't even imagine everything that a human being will see in the spirit. This is why it says, do not miss Fridays. People go into trances, into encounters. Angels come and do, you know, they just walk around the building. The glory of God is so thick and it just flows. Just say, Lord, show me the design. Beloved, do you know why I'm this way? Because many, many years ago, I saw designer and I saw my design. And you know what I do now? Little by little, so I walk towards that design that 20 years ago the Lord showed me. You hear me? Oh, Jesus. I just want you to understand this. Stop looking at those that are in the boats and they're afraid. Look at Christ that walks on all fear, on all obstacles that kill others. You will walk on them. As well, everything that just scares to death for you, it will be your morning walk every day. Oh, church, just see the designer. Everything that you need is not me and certain things. Yes, it's great. Read books, listen to teachings, but never concentrate on me fully. I'm still in the process. Never get stuck on some sort of prophet or pastor. He's exactly the same way. He's in the process. Learn to see his design. Church has to grow up. Only have those in your life that have been sent by the designer. And designer knows who to send. Because those that have been sent to me by the designer, they speak that code that I can discern. Hello? Oh, for some it will be a unique lesson. Not everyone has the right to come to you and say, can I tell you something? How about I will not listen to you? I have this right. You're prideful? No. Listen. Your 5 years old daughter that still goes in her diaper, can she right now will explain to her mom how to speak to her father? No, because she doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, before you can teach someone, you at least have to be on the same level. I'm saying at least on that same level. But to teach, you have to be higher.
учеников, учащих учителей.
Disciples or students that teach teachers. The world understands that, and there's a teacher, he has diplomas, education, and he's teaching students, and there could be a student screaming out, I don't think you're correct. When you'll receive your diploma, we'll talk about it. Amen? Church, this is not pride. This is where you have to have wisdom, who you should let into your life. We talked about this at leadership meetings. Don't let anybody into your life, because that can poison you, and poison you sometimes to the end of your life. You know, I told the Lord, simply, I will not tell you my code. I said, if these people are from you, they will be doing these things. My spirit discerns these two things, and the Lord says, okay, yeah, these are mine. Just like we discern dreams from God or not from God, there's this code inside of it that your spirit can discern. Be very careful who speaks into your life. So we've seen and we understand
that it is not possible to create
if you haven't seen the design.
You know why church
is on this level that's just dead, not moving anywhere, because till this day the church did not see the designer. What comes right now? I'll tell you. What time is it on God's clock? It's time to see the designer, to see the one that creates. This is what Jesus was saying from the very beginning of his ministry. I do not do anything if I don't see the designer that creates it.
Это должно стать законом в твоей жизни.
It has to be a law in your life. Only designer can show you. Only his code can be imprinted on the inside of you. Only he can show you how to walk on water. And only he can tell you, come. Have you ever thought about this, that who God gave birth to and was bringing up in Eden? You know, I was thinking, Lord, you know why we don't understand? Because our progress was interrupted in the very beginning. Can you just imagine? Maybe if Adam was at least 500 years old and Daddy walked with him all this time, not in the very beginning. You know what? He simply got out of his diapers and he's already in bushes. You just imagine if God had time to work more, if Adam had an opportunity to see. Not just call all these animals and everything, and birds give everything names, but he would see how to take care of this land, how to rule over it, and if he could be, you know, study from the designer, and if Adam and Eve were not cut off at that time where they were cut off. Can you just imagine what Satan did? He found opportunity how to build his kingdom with our own hands. Stop, just think about that. From the very beginning, devil shouldn't have been on earth or under the earth. He had another place, and he had, of course, he was led out of heaven, but from the very beginning, all of this was ours. Look what happened.
И все, что ему нужно, это вложить его демонические картины в наше сознание. Его имя даже Диаболос, бросающий идеи в церковь, снялся.
Diabolos means the one who throws ideas. Church, wake up. You know why? Because we see his pictures, but we don't see God's design. We don't see God's pictures. We see pictures of just... I tell you, turn on TV for 10 minutes and you will see some sort of perversion, rape, murder. You'll see something that is unclean. Beloved, we have to understand that everything that he needs, he knows our creative abilities, he knows what human being is able to do. He doesn't need to come and say, I am the devil, I'm just going to freeze all of you right now. No. He's wise. He works this way. He invests ideas and things until they become yours. And then you create, and you become a creator of the demonic realm. You become a creator of demonic ideas. Creator, designer from another master.
Can you imagine? In
that in Edom the devil took place of God. I was standing at one, and the Lord was showing me this moment when the devil did what we know that we've read about hundreds of times. At one point, individuals change that speaks into the life of a human. There was God here, and one time, now, who told you that you are naked? What? Let's rewind. Church, think. Think, church. Think. It's good to think. Listen. Who, not what? Not what is this thought in your head? When God speaks who, that means that something inside of you is took up the place of the designer and moves the design of another kingdom. And now it is called sinful, perverted flesh. Don't think it's, oh, it's just simply my thought. I want this. No.
You think
that the devil didn't come to you and tell you, I'm the devil, Satan. Satan the devil. I tell you, do this.
Все то, что Beloved, твое, а не Божье,
yours,
это автоматически
God,
из другого мира.
From another realm.
Оно не может быть
твоим.
Есть два дизайнера и два дизайнера. Где, с кем, куда, что?
Where, with who, what? Are you receiving something
Я хочу,
for yourself?
Чтобы ты вышел сюда
I want you to come out here and clearly understand who speaks into
Бог,
your life.
Дьявол,
this is not God, this is not
дьявол.
Devil. This is,
Кто
yeah, me?
Сказал,
no, it's the devil. Who told you that you are naked?
Скажите мне.
Tell me.
Оно ему сказала, это как бы мы это называем совестью.
We call it.
Совесть сказала, закрой пупуньку и попку.
We call it our inner voice.
Знакомые листья видел? Вот такие.
Just cover yourself with leaves. Conscious says, cover yourself.
Просто простая иллюстрация, быстро.
It's a simple illustration. Everybody understands it.
Смотри. Смотрите.
Look.
Дьявол занял место Бога.
The devil took up the place of
Бог
God.
Должен быть дизайнером, дающим
God has
идею.
To be the designer that gives the idea.
То есть проект.
So, project.
А мы строителями его
And
царства.
We are the builders of his kingdom.
Вот почему, послушайте
внимательно. This is why, listen.
Я не буду открывать, времени нету.
I'm gonna open
вот
up
почему
scriptures.
Фарисеям
This
он
is
сказал,
why. For Pharisees, he said, you
дети,
are the children.
Почему?
Why?
Потому что вы хотите
Because you want
исполнять
to
что?
Fulfill what?
Похоти отца вашего.
Desires of your father. Stop.
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 Фарисеи.
Pharisees.
Всю жизнь исполняющие закон.
Fulfilling the law. Jesus tells them, you are the children of devil. He didn't tell just one. He told everyone. They all got upset and wanted to kill him right away.
Как они дети?
How? How are they the children of Satan?
Потому что?
Because church, because you want to fulfill, in my own words, I'll say, the design of your designer.
Знаете, когда я перефразирую,
you know, when I rephrase certain things, people get it faster. Listen.
Потому что вы хотите
because
исполнять
you want to fulfill
design
the design of your designer. He was the man killer from the very beginning. And he did not stand. We understand all these things. What is that? That means that in one time you'll not be born from above all of your life. You call it my dreams or from the devil or whatnot. You are working under the spirit of this realm. You're carrying the design of another designer from second heavens, not from third heavens. You're carrying demonic ideas because if you're saying this is mine, And the devil's idea is to concentrate you upon yourself. And that, what this is mine. I shall sit on a throne. And I'll put my throne higher than the Almighty. And then there's this big foot comes out and just kicks you in the rear. And you and it says, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Can you imagine how he got kicked? Satan even looked like lightning flying down from heavens. I think God got angry at him. What was that? And the throne was somewhere in his rear as well. I don't think I'm speaking anything funny. It's a reality. It's in the Bible. Look.
Почему такие классные темы и так мало времени? Смотри.
Look.
Вы дети дьявола, потому что хотите исполнять похоти.
You're the children of Satan because you want to fulfill the desires of your father. And he told disciples, pray this way, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. That means always, always I have to pray and see the kingdom, bring the kingdom. You want to know why you're upon this earth? It's not to come into your call, it's to enter his call. And it means everything that is not, everything that's yours, even the wonderful, good things, like become a missionary, throw that away. Say, I want to see the designer. I want to see him walking on water. I want to see, not you, not myself. I want to see him.
Я хочу видеть его.
Want to see him.
Вот почему мало людей,
that's
которые около
so
меня находятся, потому что я не дам быть тому,
because
кто не видит его
them
дизайн.
Come close to me,
я хочу быть теми, кто видит
designer.
Его дизайн, как я вижу. Не мой дизайн, у меня нет моего дизайна.
God,
моя мечта — принести его царство на эту землю любой ценой, любым путем.
I wish to bring his design to earth any way, with any cost.
Вот почему Бог ненавидит ворожеев и колдунов. Послушайте.
That's why God hates witchcraft.
Это нелегальное творение. Не по его дизайну, а по дизайну князя Мира. Почему? Некоторые люди говорят, почему
why?
Бог ненавидит так колдунов? Они же ничего не делают такого
witchcraft.
Плохого. Как бы он колдунул там где-то. Какие-то там раз-два на второе небо. Там, знаете, он перемещается, двигается. Там в духовных
why?
Мирах получает какую-то информацию от всяких духов-проводников.
Они
их называют. Ну, мы знаем этих духов-проводников. Которые выходят на энкаунтере с криком. Еще один проводник ушел.
Проводить.
Как мне нравится, знаете, издеваться с дьяволом. Знаете почему? Потому что ничего
I
не может сделать. Уже сколько лет он пыжится. Один
Mickey
запор.
So many years, and he can't do anything about it.
Бесяра.
Devil.
Ой, классно вообще. Знаете, как классно быть с папой? Потому что
so
никакая сила вражья. И ты можешь смеяться, написано властно, предав их позор.
Make fun, nothing will harm you. Okay.
Классно. Смотри.
Good. Look.
Вот почему Бог ненавидит ворожеев, колдунов. Это нелегальное творение не по его дизайну, а по дизайну князя этого мира. Вот почему непослушание. Стоп. Я хочу вам теперь открыть секрет, почему непослушание страшно котируется и наказуемо в Царстве Бога.
Is not accepted in God's
непослушание
kingdom.
Это полное отклонение от его дизайна. Именно, знаете почему? Только непослушание приравнено к самому отвратительному, это колдовству. Потому что это колдовство и есть. Бог не говорит, что это тоже что колдовство. И когда он говорит, что непослушание тоже, что и вот это вот все остальное демоническое, колдовство, там как угодно называть. И
that's
вот это, теперь я хочу вот сказать тебе эту тему, чтобы ты точно понял. Непослушание, бунт против того, что делает Бог. Вы знаете, почему Бог прощал Давида за его ошибки и просто уничтожил Саула за его непослушание? Потому что тот грех, это то, он причиняет боль только себе. Давид причинил только своему царству боль. Когда согрешил, дети умерли его. Но не в коем случае не царство Бога. Но когда он не слушается, он отклоняется от дизайна. И то, что Бог сказал уничтожить это, сделать это, он не делает. И другими словами, ты сбиваешь планы Бога на этой земле. Тебе кажется, я всего лишь не пошел, но ты не понимаешь, что теперь за нитью Авраам и то, что ты родил Измаила, будет такая бяка. И эта бяка будет настолько огромна, ты ее сейчас не видишь. Бог ее видит. Поэтому полное, тотальное послушание
дизайну Бога.
Никакого отклонения. Меня нет. Моего мышления нет. Все эти люди, которые говорят не то, вон из моей жизни. Я сосредоточен на его дизайне. Я хочу видеть только его и исполнять его волю на этой земле. Вот что я хочу делать. Я хочу видеть моего дизайнера.
I want to see his designer.
О, Иисус.
О, Jesus. I want you to understand.
Вспомните, что сделал Иуда.
Remember what Judah did?
Он исполнил дизайн кого?
Whose design did he
и вошел
do?
В него Люцифер, когда он взял кусок хлеба в рот.
And Lucifer came into him.
Когда Бог говорит,
when God,
что делаешь, иди делай быстрее. Помните последнюю вечерю? Он говорил не
when God tells you to do something, go do it.
Он говорил князю этого мира. Потому что сейчас Иуда стал...
Now,
стал
Judah
полностью в дизайне сатаны.
Is in the design
дорогие мы
of
даже
Satan.
С вами не представляем, что иногда
Знаете, we cannot even imagine why Jesus said, walk with Satan.
Исполняет дизайн не того
плана.
Тебе кажется, Иисус не умирает. А ты вообще понимаешь, что такое не умирай? Это значит,
when
нас с вами никогда бы не было даже. Мы с вами все обречены на смерть. Вот почему Иисус сказал, это дед мне, сатана. И вокруг ученики не поняли. Такое мягкое, любовное выражение Христу. Да не будет этого с тобою. И такой резкий, страшный облом.
No.
Потому что Бог смотрит на тысячи лет вперед.
God
и Он знает,
thousands of years
Он знает этот корень,
before,
вот этого змея древнего, который подполз.
He knows that snake that came.
Это классный учитель. Давай мы тебя президентом сделаем.
And he said, God, you're such a good teacher. We can make you president.
Стоп, я не для этого сюда пришел, отойди.
He said, stop. That's not what I'm here for.
Можешь ли ты так жить? Get away from me, Satan.
Can you see?
О, ты иногда будешь брать меч в руки. Иногда ты будешь открывать двери и говорить
о своем человеке. Иногда ты будешь стирать со
своего телефона телефонные номера и говорить, что это запрещено больше входить в мою жизнь. Потому что это люди, исполняющие не тот дизайн. И не просто не тот дизайн. Если ты только повиснешь на этом, ты будешь уничтожен этим духом. Как и многие другие
only
люди,
just start talking
мои,
to wrong person,
все, что мы должны видеть, это как
they
Иисус,
will bring in
только дизайн
wrong
дизайнера.
Design in your
пророки
life.
Не имели даже двинуться в Ветхом Завете без того, что Бог им не сказал. Как только они двигались,
never moved
что-то,
without
они
God's word, God's sign.
Мы должны с вами это понять.
We need to understand that.
Поймите, что даже если ты строишь по своему
understand,
дизайну, это тоже
build
дизайн
your design,
мира. Раз
that's the design of this world, not his design. Your design is not your design, it's the design of this world.
Почему? Когда ты говоришь,
you know why?
Я это не хочу, я это
when
хочу.
You say, I don't
это
want
уже автоматический
it,
бунт и непослушание против Божьего дизайна. И Бог не требует тебя, делай. Он просто говорит,
want,
если не сделаешь,
it's not making you, do it.
Бог, Он настолько любящий,
God
Он не будет
is
тебя
so loving,
говорить,
He's not going to grab you and pull you away from it.
Не живи по этому дизайну.
He's just going to tell you, don't live by that design.
Второзаконие, помните? Вот жизнь, вот смерть, но я тебя прошу.
There's, here's life, here's death. Choose death. Choose death, please. Choose life.
Библия пропитана дизайном Бога.
Bible talks about the design of God and people who were walking in His, by His design.
Послушайте,
look,
мы с вами можем сейчас от самого начала до самого конца называть
имена,
end, но я это не буду делать, просто несколько имен. Просто для момента, и я заканчиваю, мое время вышло. Начиная с Исаака, который Бог показал
Isaac.
Аврааму. Кстати, это был настоящий
Исаак. Was one of them.
Иосиф, который по Joseph дизайну Бога оказался начальником Египта. Освобождение Моисеем евреев из египетского рабства. Знаете ли вы, что все это дизайн с неба?
Did you know that all of those people were created in the design of heaven?
Дорогие мои, если ты хочешь
making the ark
принести что-то
was the design of God.
Что-то мощное, это только может быть его дизайн. Если ты мечтаешь повлиять
dramatic,
не просто на
huge this world, those are the
дорогие, на пару соседей
designs
вокруг.
Of God.
Послушай, если ты хочешь повлиять на поколение,
if you
если ты хочешь, чтобы о тебе история осталась,
have a history of yourself,
чтобы
a week after you die,
if you
want to have a history of you and thank God for who you were on earth, you need to build by His design.
Сделай точно, как видел, когда я
показывал тебе там. Сделай точно,
как видел, когда я точно.
Do exactly how I showed you the ark.
Потому что ты строишь по моему дизайну.
Because you are building by my design.
Помните, как Бог сильно? Скажите мне, вы знаете, я с самого детства не понимал, почему Бог уничтожил слуг своих, когда они принесли чуждый огонь. Кто помнит?
Why God destroyed his servants?
Я не мог понять, почему Бог.
Why?
Тот же огонь, огонь тот же. Просто там он там горит. И туда надо было идти.
It just burns there, and you will have to walk there, and now you just have fire here. It works here. It works here. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Потому что это было дизайн не его.
Because it wasn't his design. And those people died.
Дорогие, мы должны понять, почему Бог относился к этим вещам так жестко.
God,
почему Давид жил за грехи страшные, а Саул за непослушание
David
умер? Потому что в духовном мире ты сейчас колдуешь. И просто ты мутируешь, изменяешь мой план. Теперь из-за тебя одного вся эта
God's
деревня
design.
Не спасется. Теперь из-за тебя этот город никогда не поднимется. Вот почему, когда мне Бог сказал и показал, сын, ты должен это сделать. И когда он мне показал, что я должен сделать, и я понял, что моя жизнь не имеет значения, потому что я один, а там их тысячи должны быть
посылены.
Ты слышишь меня? Здесь не себя прославить, здесь делать по его дизайну.
Popular design. We just need to create by his design. Forget about your design. If it's something that I want, die. I need to die. I want something that he wants me to do. You hear me?
Поэтому все хотелки сдохли прямо сегодня.
And everything that you want, let it die. All the dreams that you have, let them die. And now you pray on your knees until God will show you His design. You will see His design.
Теперь пришло невесте Христа жить по дизайну
Бога.
Мы видели, что может делать дьявол. Мы видели, что могут делать его слуги. Мы видели, что могут делать мирские люди, которые просто из плоти творят все. А теперь настоит время, когда Церковь Христа покажет, что она может принести на эту землю. Теперь настает время, когда кто-то отложит свой дизайн, отложит все свое и скажет: Бог, я даю тебе возможность. Я даю тебе возможность прорвать материю реальности и покажи мне, потому что я хочу на огненной колеснице уезжать отсюда. Ты слышишь меня? Я хочу уходить сверхъестественно. Я хочу жить сверхъестественно. Двигаться сверхъестественно и уходить сверхъестественно. Это наша мечта, это наше призвание. Перестань быть плотским. Теперь есть только два дизайна. Поверьте, два дизайна. Вопрос заключается вот в чем. Почему дизайну ты согласишься жить? Воздайте славу Богу. Я закончил. Давайте.